Step out. Welcome to Straycast.
Yay!
Hello, I'm your host Hannah.
And I'm Sierra.
And in this episode, we have a special guest, Katarina.
Hey, Kat.
Hi.
Kat has agreed to join us as their first guest on Straycast, so we are very thankful for that. Thank you, Kat. And we're really excited, but also nervous, so hopefully this goes okay.
It will go okay.
I appreciate your optimism. Thank you. So I guess we'll just start off with like some real basic stuff, like how, like, when did you first get into Stray Kids and kind of what was your story there?
Okay, so it was the 26th of March 2018. I was watching YouTube on my big TV, and then for some reason none of the videos worked, and only two videos, the thumbnails were working. It was the lyric videos for Awaken and Mirror. So I was like, well, I can't watch anything else right now. So I clicked on Mirror, and I was like, oh my god. and then from there, now we're here.
Yeah, you just fell right in.
Yeah, dude, so thank you for my YouTube not working that day.
Yeah. Very serendipitous.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's funny because Mirror was also like not the first song I heard from Stray Kids, but the one that like kind of caught me in.
Yeah.
I love that song.
It made me cry.
Really? Oh, like from the lyrics or just
like... Yeah, because I was reading the lyrics and I was like, why am I feeling this so hard?
Yeah, I totally feel that too. Yeah, I mean, the lyrics from Stray Kids are definitely something like what caught me and made me like keep listening to them and stuff too.
Yeah, dude. Ooh, it's crazy.
Well, that's awesome. So after that, were you just like, I love, or like what were you listening to in K-pop or just like before that?
Before that, I was an ARMY for like 3 years, and then around like DNA time I was starting to fall out, so I was like in this weird place where I wasn't really standing anyone.
Yeah.
And then Stray Kids came, and then now I have a whole blog. And like my room has hella, their faces are all over the place, and I'm like, oh, okay, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. So I mean, Hannah and I both know who your bias is, but if you want to inform the listeners.
Okay, my bias is Hyunjin, but Minho, man, he's getting up there.
He's
me
crazy.
Too,
yeah.
Cause I follow hella. You guys like Minho and stuff. And
yeah,
then,
yeah.
I follow a bunch of other Seungmin blogs, so I'm like, oh.
I know. Isn't it so funny how like just from seeing other people talk about the members, it kind of like gets you into them too.
Yeah, because they say something, I'd be like, oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Now I can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah. So what types of things, again, sorry, this is kind of weird because like Hannah and I both kind of know these things, but I just want to ask for anyone listening, but what kinds of things do you do like that are inspired by Stray Kids or just like creatively that are involved with Stray Kids?
You know, what's weird. Like, before I got into Stray Kids, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. Typical. And then I got into Stray Kids, and I was, like, starting to get into graphic design then, too.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know why, but something about, like, their music and, like, the stuff that their design team puts out, it hella inspires me for everything. So, like, after Stray Kids was the first time I ever started, like, gifting or like designing stuff just for them.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
You like never...
before that I just reblogged like whatever was on my feed, but then when Stray Kids came out, I was like, I gotta make stuff.
Oh,
what's
my
happening?
God. So you don't have any design background at all before this?
I mean, like, I took a class in high school. That was like 2016. And then 2017 or during college, I was like, okay, well, I don't like anything else on this major list in graphic design. I took one class and that was pretty fun. So then I was like, okay, I'll go into graphic design. And then, you know how the first year of college is like, just like general ed stuff?
Yeah.
And then Stray Kids came around and I was like, oh shoot, graphic design? Pretty sick. Stray Kids pretty sick. gotta mash them together.
Wow, that's actually insane to me, though, because you give the impression of, I mean, obviously you know what you're doing and a lot of the stuff that I've seen that you make, and I don't know, I just thought, like, that you had this very long developed background with it, but I don't know.
No.
You're insanely talented. You know that, right? It's like, you probably, like, probably a lot of people tell you this on Tumblr, but I don't know, some, like, whenever you come out with a new idea or something, I'm like, literally no one else has thought of this ever. Like, your brain is so original and cool, so I appreciate you being
on
Tumblr.
Or it means I'm too into Stray Kids. Either way. But thank you.
I don't know. Like, I appreciate getting to see it, so.
Oh.
But well. Yeah, that's cool to know, because I was totally under the impression that you did this type of thing before Stray Kids as well, or before I followed your blog on Tumblr.
I don't even remember when I started following you. That's so long ago.
Yeah, it was so long ago. You've always been, I don't know, like, you know when you search up a group and then certain blogs pop up, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if they're the more popular ones or the ones that get reblogged most. I don't know, like, how Tumblr sorts
I don't know
that
how
out.
The algorithm works.
Yeah, but I know your blog is always up there, so, like.
Oh, dang. Well, right. I've done something with my
Yeah. Well, that's really cool. Thanks for sharing that. And also, mm-hmm. what I'm super curious about is also your dancing. Like, how long have you been doing that?
Okay. I started when I was 3, and I did, like ballet, tap, jazz.
Uh-huh.
So I was, like, a studio kid. And then around 16, I was, like, ballet's kind of boring. So then I just, like, I impulsively just quit all types of dancing. And then I started, I guess, hip-hop, in quotes, in high school for a dance team.
Oh.
And then I think once I started getting into K-pop into 2013, I was like, oh, dang, this dancing looks sick. So I was like, I gotta switch my style. So then I started doing, not really, but I started doing hip-hop stuff. And
that's
then,
cool.
Nice.
For my covers, I decided to do that, like, 2019 or something. I don't know why I started the cover thingy in the first place, because before that, I would never think of doing that. But I don't know. I was in my room. It was probably, like, 12 at night, and I was like, I'm kind of feeling it. So I just recorded it, and now.
Yeah, why not? What was your first thing. What was your first cover you recorded?
Comeback by NCT or Wavy or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was my first one.
And did you choose that just because you liked the dance?
Yeah, I don't know why I clicked that video. But I did. And I was like, wow, this song is pretty good. The dance looks pretty simple. Not simple, but, like, you know, like, clean.
Doable,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, doable, yeah. So I was like, cool. Hey, I should do that.
Yeah, so obviously the most of your covers that I've seen are for Stray Kids, but I've also seen the other ones that you post. Do you enjoy doing, like, not girl group, but, like, I don't know what to call it, like, girl group dance type thing, or are the boy group dances, like, more your style?
I always think I can learn boy group dances,
mm-hmm.
and then I try it, and I'm like, I can't really move like this. I don't know how to move like this. But then with dances like Chungha or something, it's just I understand how to move my body like that more.
Interesting.
Which is weird, but I don't know. It's a weird thing.
That's cool. Well, Hannah, do you have anything to say? Because, I mean, I know you don't film covers, but you like to dance.
I tried to audition for my college, like, dance team,
mm-hmm.
But Corona hit, so I wasn't able to join. But I did a little bit of dancing when I was younger. I did ballet and tap and jazz, too.
Heck
Yeah, I've always wanted to try K-pop covers, but I'm too shy.
You should, Hannah. You really should.
I know.
It's a good exercise.
That's true.
Like, you don't have to cover or record anything.
Yeah, I just want to at least try and learn one Stray Kids dance, because I've never tried before.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully soon.
I think you can go for Miro, because that one's, like, probably
really?
The least complicated. Okay, even I'll though try. It's still complicated.
What's the hardest dance you tried, Kat? Or is there one where you tried and you just like give up on it?
Oh my god, I tried doing freaking top. And I was like, especially even, you know that part at the end when like Jisung, he does the, or they all do that little kick thing.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, that looks cool. I want to try it. I did it once and I was like, no. I'm not doing this. It was too hard.
That's so funny. So how do you adapt a song that's obviously meant for a group into just yourself? Do you just choose one person and stick to it, or you take different moves and stick them together?
I usually just do the chorus there's not like member specific.
Oh, okay. That's smart.
If there is, then I just choose the middle person. Unless they're just standing there. Then I choose like whatever the others are doing. So it doesn't look weird.
Yeah. So you're always moving, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Oh, I'm learning so much. I'm not a dancer at all. I did ballet when I was little too, but that was just kind of like a everyone did ballet type of thing.
I feel you.
Yeah, I didn't stick with it or anything, but that's really cool. I've always wanted Hannah to start a channel or something. I've seen
one
you.
Day, Sierra,
yeah,
one
I've
day.
Seen you dance. What was it, like a Red Velvet song or something?
Was
you,
it?
You killed it. I don't know. It was either Red Velvet or Twice, something. But
fun.
Yeah. Okay. What else can we talk about? Well, I know we were kind of mentioned this before, but we were both at a concert at the same time at the lab.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and we didn't get to say hi because of my social anxiety.
Apparently, someone else we know was there too, but I didn't know until afterwards.
Oh, really? Is it like, or I don't know if they would want us to say their name.
Yeah.
But, okay.
I'll tell you later.
Okay. Yeah, and I did get to meet someone else, but I don't know. I think like the more people you know, the more fun it is to kind of see them in real life and have fun together. Hopefully. Soon. Not maybe not soon, but like in the future. But yeah, that was awesome. So what other concerts have you been to besides Stray Kids?
Oh man. I've been to Infinite. That's my first group.
Nice.
Astro.
Really? You saw Astro?
Yeah.
How was that?
Dude, it was okay. We did the high touch.
Uh-huh.
And then I didn't realize how big their heads were. Like looking back, my cousins got a picture with them, and I looked at their picture, and I was like, "Dang, their heads are kind of big." But yeah, but dude, Astro, I love this. I went to Astro twice because my cousin needed someone to go with.
Oh, okay.
So the second time, we were sitting on the balcony, so I got to sit and just watch the show.
Oh,
and
nice.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
And dude, the choreo is crazy.
I have always admired them for like, I know groups with really nice. What's it called, synchronicity, or whatever, however you say that word, like, are really admired, and they've always been a group where I'm like, it's insane how in sync they are.
I know. I had a huge Rocky phase for a while.
Oh, yeah?
Oh
my god.
He's so good.
He is.
Crazy.
Oh, my god. Okay, well, I'm not abandoning the concert thing, but this is another question I really wanted to know. Who are your favorite K-pop dancers?
Oh, Minho, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? I guess the basic one would be Kai.
Yeah.
Dude, that guy moves, and he's like, how are you doing that? Oh, Chungha for sure, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and Rocky, I guess. Yeah.
If this, like, I don't know if this is something you can explain, but is there a certain something about their style or something that you like? Or is it just they catch your eye and you're like, oh, that's cool?
Well, I guess... Since this is a Stray Kids thingy, I'll talk about Minho.
Okay.
Well, dude, Minho, whenever he dances, he's just like, I got this. This is so easy. I'm not even stressing right now. But everything is still clean and sharp. And I'm like, how? And then like, everything is big. But his, like, it's like he's not breaking a sweat or anything. I'm like, wow.
He does have that confidence, that charisma. Which, I don't know anything about dancing, but I feel like I know that I enjoy of course, like watching dancers that are confident, you know. It's just like, mm-hmm. it's enjoyable when they're confident. If they're not, then you definitely notice that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they just know what they're doing, and I'm so envious.
Yeah. Kat, you look confident too, though. For
no, but
sure.
In my head, I'm like, what's next? What's, am I making a mistake right now?
Have you ever, like, choreographed your own type of thing, or you're not really into that?
Choreo, not hip-hop choreo. That stuff's hard. My body just doesn't move like that since I did, like, ballet and jazz mm-hmm. for so long.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm in a youth, or... I'm in charge of a youth group, a performing arts youth group for, like, Vietnamese stuff.
Yeah.
So I've done choreo for that.
Oh.
So it's, like, it's, like, blend of cultural and, like, ballet-ish.
That's super cool. For, like, little cool. kids. Wow.
But, yeah, that's the only choreo stuff I've done.
That's cool.
Choreo's hard.
It seems hard. I don't have the brain for that. Yeah. That's awesome. Okay, Hannah, do you have any questions?
Let me see. Oh, I wanted to ask what your favorite era was, because I'm curious.
I guess the Miro, because that's when they were, like, popping off.
Yeah, that was so fun.
So much happened.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But, like, other eras, like, all the summer eras, I'd always miss it because I'd be, like, traveling and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not as attached to those eras as around, like, March and stuff.
So is that, like, I Am Who? That was kind of a summer release, right? Yeah.
Side Effects, I was out of the country, too.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that's actually kind of nice. Like, I always think, you know, of course it's fine if you're up to date on the groove and, like, keeping up with all of it, like, if you have time. But I think it's also really nice to just kind of step back a little bit, and then when you come back, you have a bunch of content to, like, catch up on.
So exactly. A little too much.
Yeah. With Stray Kids, a little too much. Yeah.
Dude, I always get scared of going back on Tumblr after being away.
Oh my god!
Like, oh my god!
Am I gonna scroll through my whole dashboard of, like, months? No, so I have to leave it. I'm like, okay.
I know. Oh my gosh. Sometimes if, like, something happened and there's just a bunch of content on the dash, even after just a couple days, I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to look back at everything.
Yeah, I got to resist, man. I'm like, you're better than this. Don't be too stressed out.
Yeah. Well, so talking about gifting and stuff, is that something you enjoy a lot, or is it just kind of like a habit by now, or...
In the beginning, I was so stressed because I didn't know how to do anything. And, like, I was watching your guys's, the episode from last week, and you were, like, talking about how gifting in this Stay fandom is, like, kind of competitive.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, yo, that's so true! in the beginning, I was like, oh, okay, well, 30 notes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. It's definitely
you just
like
gotta give it time.
Yeah, of course.
To find your own, like, coloring style and then
not being
stressed out when you can't give something.
Yeah, and I think people a lot of times underestimate their own style. And it's like, because you have those, like, people that gif in a certain style. You're like, wow, that looks so good. Like, I would love for my gifs to look like that.
Yeah.
But then, like, the more you do it, you really do, like, find your own style and stuff, and it looks good to other people. You just have to realize that you're fine, like, you don't it looks
exactly.
okay. But yeah, gifting is, like, I don't know, we talk about it a lot.
too much.
Okay, let's see. I'm actually curious about your music taste in Stray Kids, Kat. Do you like the majority of their songs, or are you kind of more picky with their styles and stuff?
Well, like, I like a majority of SKIZ songs.
Mm-hmm.
The only one that kind of creeps me out is Third Eye.
But, oh, really? Yeah. It's scary?
Because, you know, that bridge, they start screaming and stuff, and I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that.
That's me with Maze of Memories. Like, I love that song, but, like, there's that part where someone's screaming in the background, and it freaks me out so bad. It just puts me
on
edge.
And the sirens.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, like, it gives me this feeling that someone's in danger and they need help. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, where? Like, what? What am I supposed to do? So yeah. I only listen to that song like when I know I can handle it. But yeah. I understand what you mean about third eye too.
Yeah, but other than that, I like songs like My Universe.
Yeah.
It's about like what's like a bunch of singing, like singing choruses. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Me too. I love those songs. The song I really like that I feel like is kind of underrated, or I don't know, I just don't really see people talk about it, is The Neverending Story.
Yo.
Oh, yeah.
When that came out, I was like, I'm living.
Yeah.
I love this type of song.
I love that song so much. It's so pretty.
Because it's like opposite from what Skiz usually do with like rap verses and then singing choruses. This is like singing with the hints of rap. And it's like a nice change.
Exactly. So are you more like a vocal person then, or doesn't matter?
Yeah. Because I like Day 6 too.
Oh, yeah.
And all their songs are like vocal stuff.
Yeah, so. They're insane.
But I do like, I like rap more now. It makes me feel cool. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. What else do I want to ask you about? Is there anything you wanted to talk about, Kat? Like, specifically?
I guess. Did y'all watch Bang Me on Top?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You were just talking about
that. Pierre, did your brother watch it?
I don't know if he's seen it yet. I actually forgot to ask him.
I feel like he would love it.
I think so, too. I have to show him. Oh, my God. I'm so happy that they did, like, a full music video.
Yeah,
everything, like,
that
went
was
all
so
out.
Funny.
It's so appropriate for that type of song.
So stupid, but so funny.
Oh, my God. I didn't know. I don't think I've ever heard that full song before, because when they did that little series of making the songs, I was just gone for that period of time, and I never really caught up on that content. So I think I listened to the songs, like, once, but not really a lot. So it was really nice to hear the song, like, in full with the music video, like, as a release. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool. But
I would never get it.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Finally.
They gave us a gift.
So stupid.
I honestly really, like, Stray Kids are so cool, and, like, their official releases are just, I don't know, they're so cool, but when they do stuff like this, too,
I love their goofy
stuff. Yeah, it just makes me love them even more.
Yeah. It's versatile. Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Also, we wanted to talk about Hyunjin's black hair.
Oh, yeah, we haven't talked about this yet.
Let's go!
We wanted to hear your thoughts as someone who's Hyunjin biased.
Well, I've been, like, me and, like, a bunch of other Hyunjin stans, we've been asking for this for a while. Like, the blonde is good, but, like, you know. Back to basics is pretty nice, too.
Yeah. Honestly.
And it's long.
Yeah.
I thought he would cut it or something.
Yeah, so it's, like, back to black, which you've seen before, but it's also the long style, so it's, like, oh, my God. I think it looks really good, of course.
It looks good.
Yeah. So he had his long hair with, like, he had, like, the silver, right? I don't know if he actually had that or if it was just for the photo shoot.
I feel like it could have been, like, a spray or something.
Yeah.
That was gone so quick.
Yeah, like, we barely saw it. I can only remember it in the photos. So he had that, and then he had the pink hair that was long, the blonde hair that was long, and now black hair.
Oh, he went blue for, like, one day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everyone was like, what the heck? Exactly.
Oh,
it was so short.
I wonder how long he's gonna have it grow.
It looks kind of annoying for him, though, because that guy sweats a lot.
Oh my god, true. Yeah.
And he always has to, like, push it back and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Honestly, this is kind of weird, the kind of a weird comment, but I appreciate that Hyunjin sweats a lot because, like, when I do a lot of physical activity, I do too, and it's just like, okay, someone
relatable.
Else that does that.
Dude, but he sweats buckets.
He
it's
does.
Kind of I'm like, are you okay? And, like, how did the makeup artist feel, you know? They're
we did all this
work on you, and you're just gonna sweat it off. Same for his hairstylist.
Yeah. Oh my god, what if he just has like a dye in his hair and then like a temporary one and he's just sweating
god,
and just
everywhere.
Right.
So
it
what
won't happen though?
So in your opinion, how, like, so Hyunjin's improved his dancing, obviously, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
In what ways do you think he's improved? Like, that are most noticeable to you?
Oh, man, I wrote a whole Tumblr post.
I know, that's why I'm asking you, because I read that.
Oh, sick. Okay. I didn't realize it until watching fan cams back, but in the beginning, he just danced, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it was still good, of course. Like, everything's, like, right. It looks good.
Yeah.
But then, during my pace, for some reason, he just snapped off. And so, where did this attitude come from? And maybe because in the post, I was like, maybe it's because My Pace was a funner song.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. Then, he got all, like, sensual. And I was like, where did this come from? So now, like, all his dancing now, whenever he, like, he does a lot of body rolls and, like, all this unnecessary stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, where did this come from? You weren't like this in District 9. Like, oh. That's out of nowhere.
That's so funny you bring that up, because a lot of times Hyunjin makes me laugh, because while he's dancing, he'll just, like, do a body roll or something. I'm like, why?
I'm like, this isn't part of the choreo. Why are you doing this?
Oh my god. Oh. That was so funny.
I don't understand. And I think he's found his style now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's kind of, like, towards Taemin Kai styles.
Oh, yeah.
I guess from the covers we've seen. He's more, like, he's so graceful.
Mm-hmm. He is, yeah. He definitely has that element of grace.
Yeah. And he's, like, a whip.
That's a really good way. Oh my god.
He's, like, oh. Every time he moves his arms, I'm like, are they gonna pop off? I'm kind of scared. Yeah. And, like, watching him gives you whiplash.
Oh, okay, that's true. That's the true statement ever. Out of all the members, he definitely gives me the most whiplash.
Yeah.
So, I remember when you were posting those, like, dance analyses on Tumblr. Yeah. I don't remember if you talked about this or not, but besides, like, the two main dancers... Oh, I guess, okay, besides Dance Line, who do you think has, like, who has the most appealing style to you?
I think either Chan or Changbin.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I didn't realize how good they both were.
Yeah.
Because they push the rapper side of them so much and the producing side.
Mm-hmm.
So you forget that they can dance.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. I didn't realize Changbin was super, like, swag.
I know. Honestly, I love watching fan cams of Changbin the most because, yeah, like, that kind of gets hidden. And a lot of mm-hmm. times he's kind of, like, in the back or something. But, like, just watching him, it's like, he holds that charisma for the entire performance.
Exactly.
In his dance, yeah.
And then Chan, he's just so big that everything looks big. And I get kind of scared sometimes, like, oh, put your arms away, put them down, why are you going so hard?
This gigantic wingspan.
Yeah, especially in God's Menu, that beginning part where they're, like, doing that, like, grabby welcome thing. I'm like, put some sleeves on, I'm scared.
I remember seeing that particular comment in your post, and you had, like, the gif of the moment.
Yeah,
and I remember, like, looking at it, I'm like, whoa. Oh my god, you're right, that is scary.
That's scary.
Like, if that was coming at me, I'd be so scared.
Oh, I think, oh dude, Victory's song during Mama's, they did, like, that shoulder roll thing.
Yeah.
I was like, why is he in the middle? I'm scared. They're too broad.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, they're still good.
Yeah. And does anyone kind of fall behind to you, or are they all, like, pretty good together?
I think Ayan is getting better for sure, especially, uh-huh. I think you guys talked about this last week, or last episode, him doing Ta.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
He, like, his little center moment, yeah. I was like, wow, this is so good.
Yeah.
But before that, he was kind of like, I think he looks like he's a little in his head.
Uh-huh.
Trying to, like, remember everything and, like, be cool and stuff. So, like, sometimes he could come off as a little stiff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially in his hands. It's kind of funny. It's more cute than, like, a bad thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, relax, dude, you got it.
That's cool that you noticed details like that.
It was funny because I'm like, where, dude, your hands are kind of like nicer now. It was just funny.
Oh my god, he's changed so much.
Mm-hmm. Like, the confidence is there
too. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think, I remember someone talking about this. I don't know if you saw it too, but his facial expressions on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Have definitely, like, gotten better. So I wonder if that, you know, has a lot to do with it, maybe. Like.
Yeah, dude. I think the first time I noticed that was during Easy, that last part.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, excuse me. Yeah. Why are you smirking right now?
Yeah, that's cool. And the cool thing about all this is that, like, he's only going to get better, right? And, like, yeah. All they can do is improve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really think of Stray Kids as, like, when I think of groups that are super in sync to the point where you're like, what? Mm-hmm. I don't really think of Stray Kids, but I wonder if that, I don't know. Like, they're not bad, but maybe their styles vary a lot. I don't know really what it is about them, but.
I don't know. Like, with ATs, you look at them, you're like, dang, they're all crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. Maybe their dances just don't call for being synchronized.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with the choreography, like,
mm-hmm.
that there is, like, one member standing out all the time, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Who knows?
So, Kat, this is so random, I'm sorry. This is, like, just a completely selfish question, but do you know Q from The Boys?
Yes.
Okay. Someday, I just want to know your, like, thoughts from a dance perspective on him, because, like, he's one of my new favorite dancers, and so I'm just, like, since I don't know anything about dance, I can't really, like, validate him in a dance sense, just that I enjoy watching him dance, but, like, if you ever watch anything from him and you ever have anything to say, I would love to know.
I haven't seen him much.
He has, like, just, like, a small solo dance
I can send to you. I think I saw him once during one award show or something.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's just something I'm like, oh, he's crazy, but that's just me.
I didn't expect him to move like that, though.
Yeah, all right?
All the stuff I've seen is just him being, like, cute.
Yeah.
So I was like, what the? No,
he has insane stage presence. It's, like,
okay, I gotta watch that.
It's actually crazy. The duality of him, oh, my God. I'm not going to go off, but if you have any like, dance thoughts or anything, he's definitely one of my new favorites.
Oh, sick. Yeah. I got to check him out.
Yeah. Okay, so what else can we talk about? Anything else happened this week? I've been kind of behind on, like, Stray Kids content, so was there anything significant for you guys besides the Magne on top and Hyunjin's black hair?
I think 3 Racha had their 4th anniversary yesterday.
Right, yeah.
Which is crazy. But other than that, I don't know.
Yeah, nothing much happened this week.
Kind of a calm week. Well, so it has been half an hour. I can't believe that, like, went by super fast.
Yeah.
I know there's, like, more stuff to talk about. I can't think of any more questions. Dang. I know, like, after this episode, I'm gonna be like, dang it, I wanted to ask Kat about this. But I don't know. Anything else you want to say? Like, not to put pressure on you, but, like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, sorry. I don't mean to, like, put you on the spot, but. Let's see, we talked about dancing, design. Oh, yeah. Is it okay if we plug your little shop for, like, your
stuff? Oh, sure.
Okay. We'll put it in the description, and then we'll, like,
I'll put it in the announcements.
Yeah, announcements on our Discord. So hopefully that'll give you a little boost.
Yay. We love free pump.
I have. So you sent me the little Hyunjin, the keychain thing.
Oh, yeah,
with
yeah.
The letters. I used that, and then, like, all the stickers you sent me, I just put on random things. My water bottle has your stickers on it. I gave my little brother that sticker, so, like, your merchandise is just, like, plastered all over.
Yay. I wish I had that same, like, confidence as you. I can't put stickers anywhere. I get scared.
Oh, really?
I'm like, what if it gets ruined?
Oh, I mean, that's true.
But then they just end up on my wall, and I'm like, you could be on other stuff.
the worst is when I put when I really like on my water bottle and then I lose my water bottle and then it gets so sad. But yeah, I mean, we'll put a little plug for that, and I guess that's it.
Fun.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
for...
thank you for coming.
No, thank you for making this whole podcast in the first place. It's so fun.
Honestly, I knew I don't know, like, you're someone that I consider to be really funny, so like I knew you're gonna make me laugh and stuff, but it's been really fun talking to you and hearing your voice, and I mean, I don't know, you're pretty cool.
We can count this as our first meeting.
Yeah, there you go. That way when we finally are in the concert together, like...
Yeah.
Oh, wait, actually, I did want to ask you. I'm sorry. So when you've gone to concerts, did you do High Touch or did you do Photo? Like, what has been your experience with Stray Kids?
Stray Kids, I did High Touch both times.
Okay.
Oh.
Dude, I took one of the kids from my youth group. She's, like, 14.
Oh.
And we were doing High Touch for the most recent concert. Uh-huh. And she got to Hyunjin and she started crying. And I was like, oh my gosh, are you crying? I started laughing at her. It was so cute.
So do you typically remember your experiences?
No.
Okay. We don't either.
I'm like, wow, I'm going to remember this forever. But I just remember the fact that I did it. I don't remember what that looked like or anything. I just remember being like eye level with Changbin and I was like, oh, you're kind of small. So yeah, that was it.
I know. I go through, I'm like, okay, I'm going to remember this. Like, mm-hmm. This is such a significant moment. And then I get out, I'm like shaking. I'm like, okay, my memory is just wiped,
like, just
clean.
Happened? Yeah, exactly. Like, the second you walk out, you're like, what?
Yeah. Next time, I swear, though. So is it important to you on a certain level to get, like, P1 or, like, have those experiences, or are you cool with just going to the concert to go?
I think it depends on who I go see, but yeah. If I only go to people I like seeing, so.
Right, yeah.
It does matter then.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine with whatever. Yeah, I'd rather sit, like, the San Jose concert was fun because we had seats.
Yeah, I really appreciated that a lot.
Yeah, but if I don't get it, I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as I get to go in the first place.
Yeah, and you've met them twice now, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, too bad I remember it.
Yeah, I mean, like, if it can count as a meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, as like you said, when you're talking about concerts, it totally depends on who I'm seeing. For, like, mm-hmm. what type of experience I'm looking for. But I love being close to the stage for Stray Kids concerts just because, like, the energy. But I think, like, for the next one, if I got, like, a far back seat, I wouldn't be disappointed because I have mm-hmm. had the experience of being close. So it's like, okay, like, that happened. I don't need to be, like, super greedy about it. Like, I had it once and, like, other people can have a chance too.
Yeah, sometimes it's nice to just sit back and, like, watch the whole production.
Yes, yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Impressive.
I know. I was super lucky. The first concert we went to, Hannah's twin sister was with us, and she, like, filmed for me, so I didn't have to worry about,
nice.
Like, that or anything. So I was just, like, completely just enjoying the experience without worrying capturing it on my phone or anything. So that I really appreciated that.
I've stopped taking videos.
Yeah.
But I take voice recordings, so
really?
I can listen to it later. But except, the only bad thing is that if there's, like, a crazy person next to you yelling or something, you gotta capture that. Like, the last concert, what was it, during, like, mixtape 4 or something, you can just hear this girl in the background going, Changbin, 멋있어요! And I was like, oh my god, I gotta hear that now? So that's, like, one bad thing.
Yeah. Oh my god, the amount of people's videos and stuff that I've probably ruined from just screaming at concerts. I'm so sorry.
Like, screaming, yeah, but, like, when you're yelling out stuff, like, some weird stuff, I'm like, alright.
Honestly, that feeling of embarrassment when it's, like, kind of a quiet moment in a concert and someone just yells something weird and you know they heard it and it's
like, oh. Good one. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I did want to ask about, like, the concert stuff. Well, okay. Thanks. Thank you, Kat. And so just so you know, after we're, like, done with this, It probably, we usually edit it and then upload within a week. Like, yeah. A week is, like, when we're busy and we just, like, don't have time, but...
Makes sense.
When this comes out, yeah, we... I don't know, you were the first one, so...
Yeah.
Like, honestly, this was a really awesome experience for the first time, so thank you.
No problem. It's only gonna get more fun.
I hope so. And also, like, in the future, you're welcome to come back again, yeah. If you want to. Oh. Like, if we...
Oh, wow.
Like, if you have something you're just like, I gotta say this on Straycast, uh-huh. then hop on. But yeah, okay. Thanks again.
Thank you guys.
I think what happens is I just, like, kind of disconnect yours, and then Hannah and I are just gonna finish up and stuff, but...
Okay.
Yeah. Any parting thoughts or anything?
Stan Straycast.
Yeah. There we go. Perfect. All right, thanks, Kat. We will let you go and enjoy the rest of your night.
Okay, bye. We'll
see you around on Tumblr.
See you. Reblog you.
Bye. All right, so that was our first guest on Straycast. Thank you, Kat. Ooh,
thank you. That was awesome.
Honestly, like, I was really nervous for this, but I don't know. I think you were the perfect person. Or I think she was the perfect person to have as our first guest, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. Whew, I don't know. I feel like I talked a lot, Hannah. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm sorry. I was so curious because there was so much to talk about.
Yeah, I just know I'm going to have more questions, like, later, but...
That's okay. She can come back.
Yeah.
There's always infinite amount of episodes to come.
Yeah. So, that was cool. I hope... Everyone else enjoyed learning a little bit more about Kat and her experience as a stay. And you can do this too. Yay! That's Ooh. The best part. If you also want to share your story, your experiences, anything, you don't have to talk for that long. You can just talk for a little bit if you have, like, a little thing you want to say. But honestly, this platform is for stays, not just Hannah and I, but for everyone. We want to hear what you have to say because we think you're cool. And so hopefully that was enjoyable for everyone as much as it was for us. And is there any nothing really else to talk about, right? Like,
I know.
I don't have anything else on my brain.
It's been a quiet week.
Yeah, well, that's good because I've been, like, really busy and stuff, but who knows what's going to happen next?
I know, tomorrow's going to be, like,
Straycast could be ramping up anything right now. So
you never know.
Yeah. So join us next week for another episode. Okay.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. Oh, yeah. So in the description, there will be just a little questionnaire for if you do want to be on Straycast. That will be linked there again. You can find it on a previous episode as well in our Discord. And then also we are going to plug Kat's shop for you can get really, really cool, not merchandise. What is it? Just, like, stuff. Like, she makes stickers and things of her own design, by the way, which is really, really cool.
That's so cool.
Really cool. So at least check it out and share that if you're able to. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you
next episode
next week, whenever that happens. So have a good night or day, everyone, wherever you are. Stay safe, stay hydrated, take a deep breath if you need to. Lie down, take a nap, have some sunshine, anything you feel like you need right now, go do that, and have a great week. Bye.